This is from the BBC, courtesy Reuters. The BBC, it says here, has apologized to its viewers. Apparently, during a television news broadcast yesterday, they were showing highlights of the French Open. And as they were doing so, like a lot of TV news does, you know, they're talking about a story, but they're still running one of those news crawls with, you know, talking about other stories that are going on. And as the French Open highlights are running, one of the stories on the news crawl reads this way. Manchester United is rubbish. Manchester United, one of the most famous soccer teams.
Yeah,
this was it. Manchester United, rubbish. So the presenters, as they're called, on, you know, British TV, issued an apology on the air, explaining that the headline was written by someone who was learning how to use that headline-making apparatus. So they're just typing in a message just to put it up there to learn how to use it, but it accidentally got part of the actual live broadcast. And there's actually a video of it. I've got a link up to the story. It goes by real quick, but it's there. And so just somebody writing some random things, not in earnest. We apologize if you saw that and were offended, and if you're a fan of Manchester United, it was a mistake. It wasn't meant to appear on screen.
Not in earnest.
Yes. My question is, after doing further research, it's basically true. So Manchester United, this season, finishing in sixth place with 58 points, its lowest total ever in the Premier League era.
Then
they are rubbish.
Yeah, right.
Somebody,
the scroll's not lying.
Exactly. So my thinking is, was somebody really just practicing, or was somebody writing an actual opinion or story that they were going to continue on that basically they are rubbish? So why apologize?
Makes you wonder.
A little closer to home in Cincinnati on Monday. Did you catch this? Where, as the Reds and Cubs were playing, home run ball was hit into the stands, and of course, you know, fans reaching up trying to catch it, and nobody did. But what happened was, apparently the ball deflected off the hands of spectators and actually fell into a man's beer cup.
Oh.
Right in the cup.
Oh.
You know, as expensive as beer is these days.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Then again, hey, I got myself a ball. But what do you do if the ball is in the beer cup? What do you do? Of course, you do what this fan did, and we'll show you the video. And listen to the commentators, too, as they're getting into it, describing the replay. Here's what the guy does as it runs, lands into his... You don't see it landing into the beer cup. You just see him with the beer cup ball in his hand. Here we go.
The deliciousness. That's game-used beer.
Little rosin, little dirt. Thank goodness they've outlawed the spitball.
Because he chugs the beer with a ball in it.
Naturally, he is wearing an Ohio State Buckeye sweatshirt, so that makes a lot of sense.
A Buckeye nut.
It does, yes. Exactly right.
It makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, that ball has seen some activity.
I guess the alcohol would kill some of that.
You think so? Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It's possible.
Take care of the rosin, take care of the... I love that kind of... Thank goodness they outlawed the spitball.
As often as they change balls, if they even touch the ground... it's probably...
That's a good point, too. Maybe it was a fresh baseball that just came off the bat. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But the Reds, they sent out a tweet after they discovered it, and it says, we have a new unwritten rule for fans of legal drinking age. If a ball lands in your beer cup, you must chug the beer. that's kind of fun. And I've got a link up so you can see that video, too, if you'd like.
Gee, I wonder how much beer spilled out of the cup when the ball landed in it, though. He probably lost that half.
Probably, at least.
Hope he had a few sips before then.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe I think that's happened. Well, I don't know if it's landed in cups, but we've seen video before where people have, you know, spilled beer like that. And there was, I think, a couple of players at least have actually purchased beer.
After
if they've gotten like going for a foul ball, and then tried to like, hey, give them, you know, I'll
give section so and so a beer,
yeah, exactly,
on me,
yeah,
okay.
All right, so let's now move into, since our Tigers are struggling,
the worst offenses maybe of all time.
You know, quite often it's things that we've said that way about our Detroit Lions.
Sometimes
worst offenses.
Oh yeah, we've seen many putrid offenses.
But here's a little Lions love for you here as we're heading to Memorial Day weekend. Did you see where Peter King,
oh boy,
well, one of the football analyst expert, you could say, that always has an opinion. He has just released his first power rankings for the 2022 season. The season hasn't even begun, and yet already there are power rankings based on, obviously, previous season and draft choices and things like that. The Lions have climbed to 20th. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you figure there are 32 teams and the Lions are usually near 32, Peter King is high on the Lions. He says, I am higher on them than most. Consider how hard they played in a disastrous rookie year of Coach Dan Campbell and how, despite winning only three games, they were, I didn't know this, 11-6 against the spread.
Yes.
Indicative of a team outperforming expectations.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
That's true.
That's pretty impressive, 11-6 against the spread. Mm-hmm. Then he says, and now we have a draft effort, which is added to the buzz. Their eight-man class, led by first-round picks Aiden Hutchinson and Jamison Williams, adding playmakers on both sides of the ball. They invested six picks on defense overall, drew some of the highest grades of the year. In fact, they were one of only four teams to earn an A-plus from Pro Football Talk. This is one of the most interesting teams in football, so says Peter King.
Uh-huh. Okay.
File this away.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Please.
Wasn't it around 2010, 2011? I forget where, Charlie. We talked about it here on the show. When Peter King predicted the Lions would reach the Super Bowl.
Oh, my.
Do you remember
goodness.
That? Do you remember
now,
that?
Now that you mention it. Mm-hmm. Now that you mention it.
And it didn't happen, by the way. Breaking news.
Didn't happen then. Didn't happen at any time.
No, I'm not down on the Lions completely. I think I like Dan Campbell, and I think the front office is doing a pretty decent job, all things considering. But, you know, you have to show me.
Well, and again, it is Memorial Day weekend.
It is Memorial Day weekend, right.
All we had was, a rookie camp?
Yes, that's it.
And there are still many pieces that need to come together for the puzzle to be complete.
Well, thank you, Peter King, but don't jinx them. You've already done that before.
Well, there's your Lions hope. If we need something to look forward to when it comes to a sports cat in Detroit or for Michigan, if the Tigers aren't doing it, maybe the Lions will. Again, we're going to tuck this away come September, and remember this as the season begins.